I'm here with Paul Graham, Chair of IOSH's Fire Risk Management Group at the HMV Institute, where they've held an event for the licensing industry on fire safety. Paul, can you just explain why you've chosen to focus on this issue today?
Yes, over the past 18 months or so, we've been monitoring as a group various sectors where we think fire safety and fire safety management may be an issue. There's been several prosecutions and fires, as well as a lot of pub closures over the past 18 months. And as a group, like I say, we've been monitoring that as part of an ongoing project.
And we're here today in the HMV Institute, which is obviously a big venue. What kinds of things typically at a place like this would you need to take into consideration to make sure you're protected against the risk of fire?
Well, the key things in the licensing sector are things like staff training. Is there sufficient staff training? Is it adequate? Is it appropriate for the venue and for the type of staff involved? Testing and maintenance of fire safety equipment, emergency lighting, any detection that's in the premises, ensuring that fire safety exits are available, you know, and fire escape routes are clear should they be required.
And would you say generally there's a little bit of a problem at the moment with fire safety across licensed businesses like hotels, bars, pubs, clubs, or are we getting better?
I think some companies are getting better, but as a sector I think there's still a lot of work to be done, and the prosecutions and fires have evidence of that.
And we've heard today from Eversheds from the legal perspective, we've heard from West Midlands Fire and Rescue Service, and we've heard from the Birmingham-based Mitchells and Butlers. What are the key things that people should be taking away from the event, from the speakers they've heard today?
The first and foremost one is make sure you have a sufficient and appropriate fire risk assessment in place, which will highlight any hazards and risks to clients, to customers, to staff, and anyone legally visiting your premises. Act on those findings from your risk assessment and make sure you put the necessary control measures in place. But training is a key element, both for managers of premises and for the staff employed in those premises. And ensure that at the end of all that, you can evacuate your premises safely should there be a fire incident.
In your past work, you've worked in the fire service. Can you just run through some of perhaps the biggest tragedies or the biggest fires that you've experienced as a way of warning perhaps others that might be at risk from something like that happening to their own business?
Yes, I've attended several fires in licensed premises. One was a large club in Edinburgh at New Year's Eve 2008, where they let off pyrotechnics in the premises, which caught fire to some of the drapes in the premises. Several people were injured through molten and droplets falling onto the skin. People were excited and in euphoria with the fireworks going off and at midnight, but a lot of people were unaware of what had happened and continued to dance the night away while the fire was burning in the ceiling above them. The management had difficulty, even though the fire alarm was sounding, in getting all the people out at a sufficient time. And they were still dancing, some of them, when the fire service arrived to deal with the incident.
So it really is, I suppose, so important from that to have the right competent advice and the right structures in place to mitigate against the risks.
That's correct. Like I say, training is the key, but training in itself is not sufficient unless the drills have been practiced, you know, in the right atmosphere as well. It's no use practicing in an empty club, basically. You need to facilitate a good evacuation procedure and test it occasionally as well to make sure it works. And all the key elements of that evacuation procedure are working constantly.